Hi, I'm Nathan Scott, and welcome back. In the studio with me now is Tom Walls. He's from the Miracle League of Harford County, just in time for spring training to go into the final stretch. We're going to talk a little bit about what Miracle League is and what it does. Tom, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Nathan, for having me this morning.
So Tom, as I mentioned, is from the Miracle League of Harford County. He's the president of that organization. For anyone who may not know what the Miracle League is, the spring training may have given them a slight clue, but could you tell them what the organization does?
Nathan, the Miracle League of Harford County is going to be a ball field specially designed for people with special needs and disabilities. Anybody that basically can't play a Parks and Rec baseball team or softball team is welcome to come and play on our field. It's a completely flat surface. There will be no transition between dirt and grass, although the colors are there for the dirt and grass.
Mm-hmm.
The bases will also be flat with the surface, so there will be no tripping problems there. It's designed for people with wheelchairs and walkers and sight impaired.
And that is something that, it's amazing to me that those considerations go into this sort of thing. If you don't have a disability or you don't know somebody who has a disability, that's not something that would spring to mind as being necessary to have a ballpark built. But when you say it out loud, having a purpose-built ballpark for these kids to take advantage of is just an absolute blessing for these families to get out and see their young ones enjoy athletics in ways that they wouldn't be able to otherwise.
It is. We had the privilege of attending a ball weekend. It was a celebration all-star weekend, first one the Miracle League national organization had held. It was in Findlay, Ohio, and just to see the smiles on these people's faces that were playing, and just to watch the parents sitting in the grandstands was just it was just so heartwarming. It wasn't believable almost.
So the Miracle League is specific to Harford County, but the organization in general has been around for a while. Can you tell me a little bit about the Miracle League organization, when it started, and who is responsible for it?
Yeah, the organization started in Conyers, Georgia in April of 2000. The design process started back in 1999 by Dean Alford, and they opened up the first field, like I said, in April 2000. They have approximately 300 fields now in the United States, Canada, Puerto Rico, and Australia. This will only be the second field in the state of Maryland, the other one being in Germantown. The next closest one to Harford County is about 30 miles north of Philadelphia.
But again, people who have families that need this, I'm going to call it a facility because it is purpose-built, people who need these facilities may not be able to drive 30 miles in order to access these. When you have a disabled child or a member of your family, there are accessibility issues outside of just being able to use the field. Getting from place to place can be a challenge, and having something as close as possible, it is, again, a huge blessing for these families to not have to go out of their way to use it.
That's a big, big factor. But, people with individuals in their family with special needs or disabilities will drive 70, 80 miles to get to a facility for for their family member to have something to do. And we just know that, it's based in Harford County, but this is going to affect all of northeastern Maryland and southern Pennsylvania.
So we talked a little bit about the way that the organization got started. How did you personally get involved with Miracle League and make this what has turned into a multi-year project?
My nephew lives in Alabama, just south of Birmingham, and he has a son with autism. And he found out about these fields and got people involved down there and got one built. And we were visiting one year, about 5 years ago, and saw it and just fell in love with it. We're very active with the ARC of Northern Chesapeake Region and just have a close spot in our heart for them. I grew up with a cousin that had Downs. He was 3 months older than I am. So it's always been something that's been near and dear to us. Don't have a child that has special needs or anything, but it just is close to home to us. And we felt like we had the ability to go out and raise the funds and had the contacts that we could get this thing done.
Now, this field that's being built is a baseball field. What is it about baseball in particular that you think is so beneficial to, not just families with special needs, who have kids with special needs, but building teamwork in general?
It's the national pastime, Nathan.
Mm-hmm.
And this will give each child that chance to play baseball.
And, you know, again, what a fantastic sport. It's going to be on TV all over the place in just a couple of weeks. But getting out there for a rec league, getting out there to see your kid play, there's something that can't be quantified, just the joy of seeing your own little one running around and learning the sport, whether that's because they're the one hitting a home run and, you know, helping the team to victory, or being in the outfield and working as a team in order to accomplish a greater goal.
Yeah, that's good. And the format for the ball games is going to be a little bit different than a rec council
okay.
game.
Mm-hmm.
Each player will get to bat every inning, and the last batter in that inning or last batter in the lineup will get a home run. It doesn't matter if it takes that individual 5 minutes to get around the bases because of their disability.
Mm-hmm.
They will get a home run. And that's big.
Yeah.
Everyone. So, yeah, there's no winners, no losers. But, let me change that. Everybody's a winner. Everybody's a winner.
Uh-huh.
But it gives them the chance to get out and get some activity.
Right.
Get the fresh air. I mean, that's huge for a lot of these individuals. And I've been to some of the group homes at the ARC of Northern Chesapeake Region runs.
Mm-hmm.
And on a Sunday afternoon, those individuals are usually gathered around the TV watching a baseball game. So it's, you know, this just falls right in line with it.
So we had you in last year around this time talking about the project, the field that's being built. What are some of the hurdles that you've run into in the process of getting this from a dream to a reality?
Well, it's like most charity organizations, the biggest hurdle is raising the money for it.
Mm-hmm.
We've managed to get about $150,000 in the bank. It is a $600,000 project.
Mm-hmm.
We have been granted the use of some ground by the Harford County government and the Parks and Recreation of Harford County in the Shucks Road Baseball Complex. It's near the Harford Community College.
Mm-hmm.
And raising money, like I said, and just getting by some of the government regulations. And now we are currently waiting for, we've requested some money from the state of Maryland through a grant bill. So we're waiting for that decision. That should come later this month.
Mm-hmm.
The Cal Ripken Senior Foundation is going to do the construction for us, and they've been working very good with us. And once we get to a certain dollar amount, they are willing to kick in some, and we're going to start construction. So if everything falls right and mm-hmm. the grant bill comes through and some of the other organizations that we've talked to, companies that we've talked to for money come through, we could break ground in May.
Wow, that's a lot closer than it felt this time last year. And one other question I'd like to bring up is the fact that obviously in doing all this fundraising, you're not just getting money from the state government or from the local government. You're also getting it from just people who are feeling generous, who want to give back to their community. You had a fundraiser just about a couple weekends ago to raise money for this. Can you tell me a little bit about what that was and how it went?
The Knights of Columbus Council 10-100, which is based out of St. Mary's Church up in the North Harford part of the county, approached us about doing a bowling fundraiser back in February. And we had the Forest Hill Bowling Lanes available to us, so we took all 40 of their lanes. We filled 33 of them with bowlers, anywhere from 4 to 6 bowlers per lane. And after some food and some raffles and that sort of thing, we end up clearing over $4,800, which is huge for us.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we'll take any type of donation. We've had donations as high as $25,000, and we've also had donations as low as $5. So, you know, it all comes together. It all puts money in the bank, and it all will get spent on the field.
And when it comes to organizations like this, even the smallest amount, even if all you can give is $1 or $2, it all adds up. And, that way you have a part in providing this field for these kids. So that was the fundraiser that took place in February. Now, with 150,000 already in the bank, but you need 600,000. I'm assuming there will be other fundraisers down the road for people to contribute if they'd like to.
Yes, we're trying to put together right now a golf tournament, which will be held in October. I don't have the exact date yet. Mm-hmm. It looks like it could be October 11th, but we do not have that locked up yet. It will be at the Winter's Run Golf Club on Tollgate Road in Bel Air. Just if anyone's interested, just keep an eye on our website, mm-hmm. MiracleLeagueHarford.org, mm-hmm. and there'll be information on there. And also we have a Facebook page, Miracle League Harford, and we'll post stuff as soon as we get stuff available to us.
By the way, if you're just tuning in, I'm speaking to Tom Walls. He's the president of the Miracle League of Harford County. It's an organization dedicated to building an accessible field for children with disabilities and their families, something that needs to be purpose-built in order for the field itself not to serve as a safety hazard when these games are being run, and also just to have a dedicated facility. If all the other ballparks are filled up, you know, you need to have a place that people who can only watch a regular game of baseball to go and enjoy the game themselves. It's a great equalizer. It's a great just use of time to not only watch a game of baseball, but to enjoy it firsthand. It was a big part of growing up for me, throwing the ball back and forth with my dad, and other kids should have that opportunity as well.
And Nathan, you brought up a safety factor. Mm-hmm. The Miracle League has buddies for each player. And these are volunteers. These can be Boy Scout troops. These can be Little League baseball teams. These can be basketball teams that want to come out and do something in the community. We're trying to give these individuals that are going to be playing on the field the chance to be inclusive in our community.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, you know, most special needs people are not inclusive in the community in any way,
mm-hmm.
unless they have been placed in a job somewhere. So this will give some inclusiveness. It'll involve more able-bodied individuals to help them. And these buddies really become good friends. I mean, yeah, they're buddies on the field, but they become good friends even off the field. So, you know, this is huge for us, and it's going to be huge for the special needs individuals.
And that's the hope of any effort of this sort, which is that, you know, baseball is the thing that's bringing everyone together in this instance. But the effects of the games and the effects of the connections forged over the course of, you know, whether it be a pickup or whether it be a league, or these are connections that will strengthen the community that it's a part of and that people can carry off the field and into their everyday lives.
Yes. It'll make the community aware that these individuals do have lives and they can do some things that the able-bodied community can do.
So in the course of your interaction and involvement with the Miracle League as an organization, what are some of the things about the project that have served as a pleasant surprise?
We have had several contractors in Harford County come to us and say, we want to help in some way when you get the field started under construction. So they're going to help with in-kind donations, which will help lower the overall cost or the outlay of cash for us.
Mm-hmm.
We've had several individuals just come up and give us money just without being solicited. They just heard about the situation. I had a interview with Rob Long last year about this time, or a little bit earlier in the year.
Uh-huh.
And I had a man show up at my office the next morning and gave us a $200 check because he heard the interview on your radio station. So, you know, that sort of thing is just very heartwarming. We're working very close with the Aberdeen Ironbirds.
Mm-hmm.
And they have really stepped up, and they want to help in a big way once we get the field going. They want their players to be involved with being buddies on the field or helping the individuals in some way. So, you know, it's just that sort of community involvement is what we're looking for.
I mean, it sounds like in the case of this project, it's absolutely vital. And it also is encouraging to see that with all these people who are pitching in even before the field has been built, it provides you with a great community base to pull volunteers from or other people to help run the games once the field is actually a physical reality.
Yeah, we have we haven't really gone out and pushed for volunteers yet.
Mm-hmm.
Once the field gets started, once we break ground and start construction, we will have a site on our website. We'll have a page for volunteers to start signing up, because we're going to need team managers. We're going to need moms to help coordinate things. All sorts of volunteers. There's about 100 volunteers a week, counting the buddies,
mm-hmm.
that we'll need, because we're expecting anywhere from 120 to maybe 150 players, in, you know, on a weekend out there. And it takes a lot of people. But everybody I've talked to that mm-hmm. runs one of these fields has more buddies than what they have players, which is that wow. just shows you what it does
yeah.
for the communities involved.
And, you know, I'd take this as an opportunity to encourage people as well. Even if you can't sign up to be a volunteer right now, as you mentioned, there does have to be a field first. This is something where no matter what your strengths are, there is a way for you to get involved. If you don't have the time to devote to this, but you'd like to contribute monetarily, you can do that. If you have construction skills, those are things that, you know, would serve as helpful donations just to get those costs down. If you don't feel particularly athletic, but you just want to be supportive on the sidelines, then you can do that too. No matter what your skill set, there's a way for you to help serve your community through the use of this ball field.
Yep, Nathan, we'll even have a position for you. We're going to have a we're going to have a person calling out the players' names and talking mm-hmm. about the player, so you can come out and be be on the microphone for us.
Well, I'll have to brush up on my play-by-play, but I've got a little bit of time to work on that. Talking about raising funds, we've already mentioned the golf tournament. We've already mentioned the bowling fundraiser that already took place in February. Are there any ways that people can get involved in between those two events?
We have on our website, MiracleLeagueHartford.org, mm-hmm. there is a donation page. You can do a credit card charge on there. It's a very protected site. We've mm-hmm. tested it. But other than that, if you want to call me, our contact information is on the webpage also.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we'll sit down and talk and see what you have to offer and see how we can use you.
So one other question I wanted to toss out there is that last year your daughter Katie was also here talking about the program. Unfortunately, she wasn't able to make it this morning, but you know, what's her involvement been like over the past several years?
Oh, she's been very involved with talking to individuals also. I mean, my wife, my daughter, myself, and there's four other individuals in the county that every opportunity we get
mm-hmm.
to talk to people, we're doing it. We were able to get into the Aberdeen Ironbird Stadium four or five times last year and set up a table and talk to individuals. It's a big thing to get people to know what mm-hmm. the Miracle League is about. This is something, like I said, it hasn't been known up here.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know about it, you don't know what to do for it. And so, that you know, it's just we're just trying to get the exposure for the field right now and the organization.
And, you know, your daughter's going to know different people than you are. Your wife is going to have different networks that she can talk in. So, you know, as many people as can find out about this, it's an exponential thing. If three people all tell 10 friends and then those 10 friends all tell three people, it grows a lot faster than you would initially expect. Again, even the smallest just exchange between two people can create a huge ripple effect. Talking about, you know, people not really knowing about this organization, a lot of people don't really know what it's like to have to, you know, I'd say have to, like it's a chore. What I mean is they don't know what it's like to interact with a person with special needs. What are some of the things about interacting with people with special needs that you wish people knew and that they would take advantage of?
You know, I don't really see it being much different than interacting with the normal human being.
Mm-hmm.
They may have a little disability of talking, a little difficulty of talking, but they understand you.
Mm-hmm.
I have found, especially with individuals with Downs, they have the most loving heart that you could ever find.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, the people with handicaps or disabilities, all you got to do is treat them like a human being, be there for them, open a door for them or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't want to be made a spectacle of.
Right.
They want to be treated like you and I do.
Which, you know, it's sad that that has to be said, but because fundamentally that's what they are. They are a normal human being, and, you know, it's one thing to be considerate of their special needs. It's another thing to focus solely on that. And, you know, they're some of the most rewarding friendships that I've had have been people that I've known who had special needs, whether that be people that I met through our local rescue mission, or my grandmother growing up had two women that she cared for. And, you know, learning service through watching her, and then also just, you know, I have fond memories of just sitting in the bedrooms working on puzzles with them. And it's just, you treat them just like a regular human being, and it can be just as rewarding as any other friendship
That's right.
you're likely to find.
We've got a saying that, you know, we can't cure what their issue is.
Mm-hmm.
But we can give them the chance to prove themselves and to show what they can do. And I think it's every person needs to take that to heart and go out in the world and take care of it.
Have there been any interactions in the time that you've been working on this, or even beforehand, because you mentioned that you've had some family members who have had to deal with this. Have there been any interactions that have really stood out to you as an example of what a positive interaction looks like?
Oh yeah, I've been involved in several of those through the ARC, and when we went to Ohio to participate in the All-Star Celebration weekend, it was just amazing to be interactive with the individuals that were out there playing, because there was about 150 to 200 individuals out there playing ball that weekend, and the hotel people in the town of Findlay were just amazed, because there weren't any crosswords that weekend. No one had any crosswords for the hotel people or between each other. And it was all smiles. And when you have individuals working in the world that see that difference and make a comment about it, it is a positive move.
And that really makes the biggest difference of all. It's one thing to, you know, talk about this, but to see it in action is immensely more powerful. And with this field on the way, there will be opportunities aplenty. We're getting close to the end of our time, but before I wrap things up, I did want to ask that once this field is built, once that goal is met, it's out there, you've got people using it on a regular basis, what sort of impact do you want to see it have on the community? 5 years after it's built, how do you want the community to be different now that it's there?
Nathan, wouldn't please me any more than to have to go out and buy more bleachers because of people wanting to watch the ball games.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to start out with two or three sets of bleachers, which will probably seat 50 to 75 people. I wouldn't care if I had to put bleachers all the way around the field and we had 500 to 800 people a week out there watching ball games. But I just want the community to be involved emotionally and physically and monetarily, of course, because there's going to be some expense to run this field, but that's our dream. It's just accept these people as regular human beings.
So if anyone would like to get in contact with you, whether that's to donate or to volunteer their services, or later on down the line to volunteer as buddies, what is the best ways to get in contact with you?
Best way would be www.miracleleaguehartford.org.
All right. Well, Tom, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me, Nathan.
That was Tom Walls. He's the president, again, of the Miracle League of Harford County. If you would like to find out more info, their website, miracleleaguehartford.org. I'm Nathan Scott. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I will talk to you later.